The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Get into the garden with Charlie Allbone.
I'm so excited to be joined by Sunday Times columnist and Better Homes and Gardens presenter Charlie Allbone. Charlie, hello, my friend. Thank you so very much for joining us on The West Live. Looking forward to learning more about how I can be a better green thumb. What are you writing about this week and how can I improve my little home veggie patch?
Well, thank you for having me first and foremost. yes, this weekend I am writing about all the things you need to be doing in your garden at the moment. You know, winter seems like a distant memory now, and everything seems to be just growing like mad.
Yeah.
So it's just a few tips and tricks on things you should be doing right now to make sure your garden doesn't get overrun and performs to its best.
Now, I love a good prune because I love a good giving things a good haircut. Is there a right or wrong way to do things?
Yeah, well, first you need to know what you're pruning, because a lot of people see stuff growing at the moment and they get out and chop it all back. But
yep.
If your plants are about to flower, you'll be cutting off all the flower buds. So you really need to know what you're doing. Then you need to sort of think about the shape you want stuff to be in, mm-hmm. and how you want it to look in the long term and how it's going to keep growing. And you also want to remove any dead wood or any wood that's crossing and rubbing on each other and is going to cause a problem down the line.
Interesting. Now, I love this time of year because the jasmine is starting to blossom. We see the jacarandas kicking off. The wisteria is everywhere. Do we have to pay attention to how do we keep jasmine healthy and how do we keep our jacarandas looking beautiful throughout the summer months?
Well, jacarandas being a large tree, you just really need to keep the water up to them. Keep them, because that's going to keep a big tree happy. And the stress and the compounding issue of drought will not be seen for a couple of years. So it's really important to keep water up to all of your plants.
Mm-hmm.
One thing which is really important for Western Australia is to apply a soil wetter, something like Easy Wet or something like that, because your soil can get, actually there's a term called hydrophobia, which means your soil gets scared of water and it can't actually soak in, which sounds crazy, but it means it just runs off. You know when you're like watering and sometimes it looks like there's mercury in the soil? That's hydrophobia. So if you apply a soil wetter, it allows the water to soak in, penetrate properly and get down to where it's needed. And that's one of the biggest things you should be doing.
So whilst I have no idea what mercury would look like on the soil, if it's not being absorbed really quickly like a straw, should I be concerned?
Yeah. So if you pour water onto the soil and it takes longer than 30 seconds to soak away, and it's sort of, if you start playing with it, kind of goes this like Play-Doh-y type stuff, then you need a soil wetter, definitely.
Gotcha.
But it's also a good thing to apply as just an ongoing, to keep your soil healthy. It's a good thing to keep on top of.
Great. Now, in terms of, I live in an apartment, Charlie, so I have a lot of pot plants and things like that. I've got an ivy plant that's looking a little bit worse for wear. I've taken her outside. Is that what I should be doing at this time of year to get some sunlight?
So for indoor plants, what I like to do is actually take them into the shower, which sounds a little bit weird. And you can shower with them if you want, but I normally just keep it plant friendly.
Sure.
And just put sort of a not freezing cold but not boiling hot shower on them, so lukewarm shower.
Interesting.
And that will really soak the root ball, so it gets completely soaked all the way through.
Right.
It will wash off any dust and any bugs and anything like that, and it will just refresh your plants.
I've got to go and give my indoor plants a shower. This is going to give me something to do tomorrow, that's for sure. Now, fertilising. A lot of people get very excited, my dad included. He loves throwing a bit of limestone, a bit of peat around the place at this time of year.
Yeah.
What should we be doing for our gardens?
So if you want to, fertilising is important because your plants are putting on lots of growth at the moment and they need all the nutrients possible to grow properly.
Sure.
You can do this really quickly by just using sort of an all-purpose granular fertilizer that you throw around the garden, it's easily done. However, if you've got specific plants like hydrangeas, gardenias, edibles, tomatoes, anything like that, there are specific fertilizers for those plants and you do notice a difference. You may end up with 50 different fertilizers in your shed, but you'll have a really healthy garden.
Yeah.
Then there's also the conversation of should you do like a granular or a liquid fertilizer. So granulars are more slow release. They generally release their nutrients when the weather warms up and it's like sort of hot day. A liquid fertilizer is instantly taken up by the plants, but You need to be doing it really every 2 weeks because it just drains through the soil very quickly and then becomes not available. So it depends how much you want to get into your garden. I do a little bit of both. So every 4 to 6 weeks I'll do a granular, but then I like to liquid feed the really heavy feeders like gardenias and vegetables and things like that with a liquid fertilizer.
Gorgeous. Yeah, you've just, hydrangeas are seeming to be everywhere at this point in time. Another one of my favorite summer flowers. Looking forward to going and picking some this weekend, I think. Now, what's coming up on Better Homes and Gardens tonight?
So tonight is actually a really great show where my kids are involved.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah, you know, kids' playgrounds can look a little bit naff a lot of the time, but there's a garden in Centennial Park in Sydney that we visited together, and I reckon it's one of the best playgrounds I've ever seen.
Gorgeous.
It's even one of the best gardens I've ever seen. It's just fantastic, and the kids have a great time, and we just mess around, basically. It's a good fun episode.
Looking forward to kicking back tonight on Channel 7 for Better Homes and Gardens, and also reading your fantastic column in the Sunday Times. Charlie Allbone, thank you so very much for joining us. We'll chat to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Speak to you soon.